Jackson Township Police investigating another shooting. Chief Mark Brink says officers were called to a disturbance in a parking lot on Strip Avenue Northwest just before 9 Tuesday night. Officers discovered a shot was fired at one male by another who then left the scene. There were no reported injuries or damage. Brink says no further information will be released at this time. Canton man faces multiple felony charges after an incident Wednesday morning. 38-year-old Guillermo Elvire is accused of resisting arrest, obstructing official business, and failing to comply in the 2000 block of Maple Avenue Northeast. Officers said the man made furtive movements and fled in his vehicle, creating a substantial risk to them and the public. Elvire is now in custody and is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Lexington Township trustees cleared several housekeeping items as they prepare to close out the year. Zoning Inspector Jamie Raber reported the demolition of a house on Webb Avenue was completed November 30th, and the township has been partially reimbursed for taking down another on Spruce Drive in September. Letters were sent to 11 property owners over junk and debris violations. The fire department logged 36 runs last month, bringing the yearly total to 530, while the Starr County Sheriff's Office handled 143 calls in the township. Trustees also set a $25 administrative fee for road salt provided to Stark Parks and moved the January 13th meeting to January 6th. Sisters of Charity Foundation of Canton has announced nearly $2 million in grants to 21 local organizations for the third and fourth quarters of the year. Funding will support community health, behavioral health, education, literacy programs, and capital projects, including women's shelters in the Stark Library. Bigger grants include $350,000 for Stark Housing Network's Workforce Initiative, $300,000 for Refuge of Hope, and $201,000 for Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health Programs. In Kent, three men have been indicted after a shootout and attempted robbery involving a jewelry deal. Police say 23-year-old Javen House and 21-year-old Naaman Ewing fled after an alleged holdup turned violent along Morris Road July 5th. Shots were fired, but no one was hurt. House was later arrested after his vehicle crashed in Ashland. A warrant has been issued for Ewing's arrest. 17-year-old Jaden Akers, who pursued House and Ewing during the incident, was arrested and is facing two separate cases related to robbery and pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. House and Ewing are charged with aggravated robbery and multiple firearm offenses. House set for trial January 27th, Akers January 21st. A Virginia man was found guilty on five of six charges following a September 6th traffic stop with Goshen Township and Washingtonville Police. Wednesday, a Mahoning County jury convicted 38-year-old Richard Kennedy of assault, harassment by bodily substance, driving under the influence, and resisting arrest. He was acquitted on one assault charge. Court testimony revealed Kennedy resisted officers, refused to follow commands, and spat blood and hit an officer during the arrest, injuring the officer's thumb. Sentencing has not yet been scheduled. Witness for the prosecution says the cell phone mapping software at the center of the William Long aggravated murder case is reliable and widely accepted. Timothy DeVries testified Monday the TRAX program is used by more than 1,000 law enforcement agencies and has been approved in courts nationwide. According to the Salem News, the defense argues the software is flawed and unvalidated and wants all TRAX generated maps and analysis barred from trial. Judge Megan Bickerton gave both sides 14 days to file post-hearing briefs before she rules. Police say a Youngstown home was struck by gunfire Tuesday night while a woman and her two children were inside. WFMJ-TV reports officers responded to the 600 block of Pasadena Avenue just before 9:50. No one was injured, but bullets damaged the west and south sides of the house, including a window and closet door in the children's bedroom. Investigators collected 13 shell casings and three live rounds from the street. The incident is under investigation. Guilty plea by a woman charged with endangering children and failure to comply. Sentencing will be at a later date for 34-year-old Halle Delgado of Youngstown. She and 32-year-old Michael Mazzara were arrested in March after a chase involving Youngstown police. Officers responded to a fight on Rush Boulevard on the city's south side. Police say the two were outside a vehicle yelling at a man when Mazzara told Delgado to drive away. Police boxed in the car at Hillman and West Laclede Avenues. Officers later found a two-year-old girl alone inside the pair's West Philadelphia Avenue home. A magazine of ammunition and parts of two guns were in the vehicle. Mazzara pleaded guilty in April to child endangering.